Hey, you! Here's one of our favorite episodes of The New Day, Feel the Power. Check out the rest on Spotify.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Welcome to the greatest podcast of all time, which is entitled The New Day.
Kofi decided to poltergeist a little bit.
A little outer body experience. You know what I'm saying?
Are you saying outer body?
You know what? So I play this game. It's called,
Say the words wrong. Is that the game?
Yeah. No, that's not the game. But it's called Elevate. It's called Elevate, right? It's just like, you know, like math problems and spelling problems.
Like a brain teasers app, right?
Right. Yeah. Kind of because, you know, like I feel like I've gotten dumber since I've like not used all my education. You know, like once you get out of school, like you don't answer these questions. So I've been doing all this. So one of the questions was like, they give you a sentence and they try to tell you to put it in the right context. So they say it either the right way or the wrong way, and you have to guess whether it's right or wrong. And one of the questions on there was outer body experience versus out of body experience. So I think I got confused based on that question I just answered like 2 days ago.
But so yes. This game that's supposed to be making you smarter is somehow making you dumber.
So did you pick outer body or out of body?
No, out of body. Out of body.
Okay. And it told you got it right.
Yeah.
And then your brain said no.
I want to invent a little brain teaser that gives you a bunch of wrong answers. So people think, oh, I'm getting smarter. But they're getting dumber and they have no idea.
And they think they're so smart. You're saying all this dumb stuff.
Every 2 weeks. Like, wow, you leveled to the platinum level. Now for only $3 more, you can get 900 more tests. Wow, look at how intelligent you are. You're about to be mentally smart. Put them on the farm.
Oh my God.
Because you're getting milked.
All right. That was real good.
And also too, Elevate, if you want to come through for some ad money, feel free to clip that, but you got to pay your boys.
Come on now. I got a 310-day streak every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty serious. You'd be a great spokesperson.
It might even be more. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. You know, I might have 328 days. Excuse me. Yeah. 328 days now.
Wow.
Almost a year.
See, you got that you got the meditation apps. I don't have anything I mess with every day.
Well,
you're busy enough.
I feel like I want like an app that I can like do check-ins for things and feel like, oh man, I got a streak going. I don't have one of those.
Okay.
I gotta find that. That'll be the quest.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower What's Next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client. This episode is brought to you by Major League Baseball. A lot is going on in the world of sports right now, but don't forget the 2024 baseball season. It's officially here. Some pretty exciting things to look forward to. Can the star-studded Dodgers, can they make the World Series? Can Mookie Betts break my heart again? How about the young Orioles? How about the defending champs, the Rangers, trying to become the first back-to-back champs in over 2 decades? See how far they'll go. Get in on the action by visiting your local ballpark or any ballpark, or you can just go to MLB.com, tap the banner to learn more. Baseball is something else.
So I am Xavier Woods.
I am Biggie. And actually, I want to stop you for a second. I'm going to tell you a brief story. So I actually...
stop yourself.
Yes. You
mean, I want to stop you for a second.
Stop yourself. Yeah.
Well, just don't cut in, as I'm just saying.
I want to stop myself.
Right. So I had this dream. I had a dream that, you know, I was sleeping and someone, I guess a roommate of mine, what's so funny? A roommate of mine came through and cut all my hair off. And I woke up and I was annoyed. I woke up in the dream. I was still dreaming. I woke up and I was annoyed, but I said, it's just hair. It'll grow back. I wait a week. I wait 2 weeks. I wait 6 months and it never grows back. I wait a year, 2 years, and the hair never grows back. And I wake up in real life and I think, man, this is a wild feeling, a feeling I've never had in my life, except for the time they took my last name. It's the same feeling. It's just like that. Just like showing up one day and Biggie Langston is gone from you eternally. Imagine that, Kofi and Woods. Imagine your hair shaved bald, taken from you, and it never grows back. Now you know how I feel. At least most people, when they go bald, there's an eventual, like, they get, oh, it's starting to, the hairline's pushed back, it's pushed back. You have some time to say goodbye. To realize it's gone. Imagine if someone just came through and took all that mess, took all your beautiful locks off your head. That's how I feel for 7 years, 7 whole years of enduring being bald, suddenly bald, and it'll never grow back. It'll never come back. Never. That's my life. So I used to be Biggie Langston.
I was just Biggie. We got that. I think we got
right.
that.
I was actually point. In the shower like an hour ago. Just so you know.
I was thinking, I was like, how long did it take you to come up with this story?
That was one of those shower ideas.
Oh, long game. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's right.
You're just in there. Oh, man. What if I went bald? That would feel. Oh, my God. That feels just like my last name. Yep. Wow. Okay.
You get it.
Oh, God. And I'm Kofi Kingston.
You don't want to embellish a little bit there?
No. Oh, you yeah. took all the embellishment, bro.
You took all of it. There's only a certain amount of embellishment to go around.
There's only a certain amount of embellishment, you know, that's allowed in the intro. Yeah. Dara getting real hot. Supposed to make the intro short, and we just make it longer and longer. I'm just trying to do my part.
You about to have everybody on the other side of this call have an otter body experience.
An otter body experience.
That's
sea otter.
You're
like, what? Oh, you hold hands when you sleep because you don't want to part? That's very cute.
Yep.
All right, so... This episode, if y'all don't realize it already, is already off the rails, and we're going to continue to go off the rails because this is a mailbag episode. And that means if you're new to the pod, we take some questions that we got off Twitter. One of us asks whatever question, and then people answer it. Then we answer those questions. So let's see. The first one, I'm not going to pronounce this correctly, and I apologize. Oh, this is episode 50?
Oh, wow.
This is episode 50?
Wow, 50.
Look at that.
50.
What zero?
You ruined this experience for me.
Wow. Level good at five. Level good at
five. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Gimmick,
you know?
Yeah, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
So you guys listening. So again, so E doesn't like when I disregard his old school five gimmick that he stole from King Kong Bundy.
Borrowed. Like, an homage. You ever heard of an homage?
I never gave it back. You're not giving it back.
You don't know that.
Imagine if you can do that with gimmicks. Like, can I borrow this? And like a veteran gives it to you, but then you have to give it to someone else, like literally physically hand something.
Whoa, it's like All for One. All Might.
Oh, yeah. It's an anime.
Yeah, anime. My Hero Academia.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's power.
No, you're not ignorant. What's the one you like? Death Note.
Hey, yes. Count it.
Yep. There it is.
Yes.
There
it is. I finished Death Note too, by the way.
Oh, okay. Incredible. You know what? Can we talk about that for a second before we get
spoilers,
into
spoilers, though? What about spoilers?
We'll say spoilers. It's been out for like over a decade, dude. So we'll say spoilers.
Is it that old? Really?
Right?
I don't know. Probably. I'm late to the party, but it was great.
Let me see. Death Note 2007.
2007. Yeah. Wow.
Fine. We'll talk about it later because I don't want to upset ease people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So the spoily people. The first question is from Nera. Nera. What was your favorite? Oh, I'm fresh as hell and feeling myself outfit back in your middle school or high school days?
Ooh, good question,
Barry.
I guess I'll go. I, for some reason, I had a Tommy Hilfiger addiction when I was in middle school. I said, when we go school shopping, it's got to be Tommy. I got to have Tommy on me from head to not toe, because I wasn't, those Tommy Hilfiger shoes, not for me. But yeah. Let's say, let's go from head to ankle. From head to ankle, everything was Tommy. Because I went to a prep school and you had to wear a collared shirt. You know, I didn't want to be clown, so I had to look fresh. And for some reason, Tommy Hilfiger was it for me. I think I might have dipped into a little bit of polo, but for the most part, it was Tommy Hilfiger. And I didn't want that discount Tommy either. If it's on discount, it's not for me. Mom, you better run up this bill.
Full price. School shop, you
better run up this bill. Is that how you were talking to her at the time?
Yeah, that was allowed in my house. Not a chance.
At 11 years old, Mama, you better run this bill up.
But I dress like a dork. A lot of khakis.
Shorts. What an underutilized word.
Yeah. What a dork.
Yeah, people don't use
I feel like
enough.
I still dress like a dork.
Probably, but not a cool dork. But anyways, there's a lot of Tommy Hilfiger, and I thought it looked sharp for the most part. And then when I got to when I left prep school, I didn't really care how I looked anymore. So
yeah.
That was it. A lot of Tommy Hilfiger back in my day.
We remember the ripped pants incident.
That was not from school. Let's move on.
Well, you said afterwards you just didn't care. So I was like,
right. Hey, but this question only pertains to our school days.
Oh, there's another question. What's it? It's from at Austin Creed Wins. So can you tell us a story about your ripped pants that you didn't want to ever change?
This just it.
It's not even a good story. Y'all didn't answer the original question. Answer the question, sir.
Oh, mine. So I'll find pictures. I think I have them. So I was. For like one stint, I was like a kid's clothing like model, like in like a Sears catalog.
What?
For like a second.
Oh, you just want to
dimples.
Tell us now.
Yeah, you were.
Because I had the big glasses. They're all thick and just like the biggest rimmed glasses. You remember how like back in the day, like if you had glasses, they were over like your eyebrow and stuff too. It was some of those. But I had, there was this, what's a swishy material, like windbreaker material?
Yeah.
Full windbreaker suit, lean up against the side of a wall with a football, like. just clean. So that's probably when I was a kid back in the day that I thought like a windbreaker suit could do no wrong. But Then you play Heads Up 7-Up and people would hear your swishy pants and they knew it was you. So it was maybe like sixth grade. Then I was like, oh, no, I got to put it away. And then I don't know what happened to me after that.
There's a great Seinfeld reference where George wears a swishy suit that makes a lot of noise. But I wish, could y'all like watch this so you could get some of my references?
Hold on, E. Spoilers. What if I was almost there at that episode?
Look, let's move on.
Go. Man, for me, you know what? I don't know if I had an actual outfit, but I will say, so my dad worked at, he still works at Boston College. And every year they used to do an initiative called Clean Sweep, where they would tell kids to, you know, who would be getting moving out of their college dorms, and you can donate your clothes to like, you know, charities or, you know, people who needed clothes, I guess. So we would go around like to all the dorms and like collect all the clothes, you know, bring them to a whole hall and separate them and all that. But at one point in time, we could actually like go through the clothes and like see if there was anything that we wanted. So I would get stuff that was like, you know, college clothes, you know what I mean? So I remember getting a pair of just overalls, and I thought that it was the coolest thing ever. Just some straight up overalls. I was really big into like jean stuff, even like, do they call it the Canadian tuxedo with yes. the jean? So
denim.
Yeah, I think I had a like Carl Kani, Canadian Ooh. Tuxedo, which was, you know what I mean? Just like dark denim jacket, dark denim pants that I got from Clean Sweep. And I thought I was, and I put some Tim's on under that. You know what I'm saying?
That's good. Like, all right. I'm mad at that.
You know, so, yeah.
So you're way cleaner than us. Well, than me.
Well, I don't know. I feel like I felt like I was, but again, like looking at the clothes that we wore back in those days, I don't know how anyone let us leave the house. It's just, it's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed.
At the time, though, it was hot.
At the time,
I almost skipped over. I forgot when I did actually, when I went to high school, that was the Burlington Coat Factory days where you could get the Echo for real cheap. Yep. You could get state property. So I was wearing those tall tees, doing a lot of in my senior year when I went to public school. But yeah, just the Jabot jeans too.
Yeah,
that was the time, like 03, 04, I was wearing all that baggy, way too baggy. I still have, there's a lot of that stuff that I still have. Like I have a FUBU shirt. It's this white and red FUBU shirt from when I was like 16, 17. I'm never going to put on my body again. I don't know why I still have it.
Do you still have a bunch of tall tees?
No, I couldn't find any of my tall tees. I was looking when I was when the pandemic first hit and I was doing my little board modeling show in the house. I was trying to find a tall tee, but could not.
Yeah. Here, if you guys want to see it, I just put it in the chat and we can throw this on socials or something. So
I need to see this
for the audio listeners.
Oh, my God. You.
the ridiculousness.
We definitely need to throw this out. That's a look, though.
Oh, my God.
I'm not mad at that at all.
What a pose. Look at you.
That was my life for a little bit.
Hand in the pocket. Palm in the football.
You got to be clean. You got to be clean.
That is...
So if you're listening, just go ahead to Twitter right now and it'll be up there.
That's the look. Oh, my God.
All right. So the next question is from Eduardo Morales.
Ooh.
If you could bring back one fast food item from any restaurant that does not sell it anymore, what would it be? That's hard.
Ooh, that's hard. I don't know what's not sold anymore.
I would always say McRib, but McRib is coming back, isn't it?
No idea.
Is it? It's always coming
I thought
back.
I heard it is. It's forever coming back. My dad, I remember when McRib came out, my dad was obsessed with them. Like it was, okay, it absolutely is. Okay, good. Like McRib was like the greatest thing on the planet and we'd like load up on them. And that was like my only memory of the McRib, that it must be the most delicious thing on the planet because he would get a bunch and I wasn't allowed to have any.
Like, okay, he wouldn't let you have a taste?
He wouldn't share?
No, when he first got them, I feel like I remember like getting a bunch of like, oh man, some of this is for me. And he's like... What? And of course, later, as his son, he let me have some. Oh, December 2nd, it's coming back?
Wow.
Oh, bless.
Isn't that good? I don't know if I've ever had it.
When he let me bite into it, I went on a journey. I'm not going to lie. I went on a real journey. It was delicious.
Okay. I'll accept it. I don't think they sell this anymore. I haven't been in forever. But when I worked at Wendy's, back in the day when I was, this is probably 2003, but they used to have these chicken strips, not nuggets, but strips. And those to me were delicious.
Oh, I do remember those.
It reminded me of the McDonald's chicken wraps because they use the strips too.
They don't do the wraps anymore?
No, not the, they used to do grilled wraps too.
They did. They don't do those anymore, huh?
Wow. No. So that's my pick. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Okay. But yes, so that was a big staple. Back in the day, I don't know if I've said this on the podcast, but when I worked at Wendy's, I got paid $5.75 an hour. So I wasn't making much money, but they let us eat on the job. I'd work weekends mostly because I'd be busy with school during the weekday. But we would just, whenever it slowed up, we would just eat till our heart's content. I would take my lunch the last like hour I was on the job on a Sunday. I would prepare my whole lunch for the rest of the week. So I would just be dropping extra chicken strips, making triples and doubles, just take a whole bag. And our manager would be in the back just smoking in the office, didn't care at all. So the chicken strip I ate plenty of during my senior year of high school. But it was quite the experience at Wendy's because everyone was either in high school or a felon, like an ex-con. We're all great, though. Everyone was real laid back. So.
Yeah. Some life lessons and some chicken strips.
Life lessons and chicken strips. I got a couple. So do they still do, it's weird because I don't eat these foods anymore, but do they do McGriddles still?
Yeah.
Ooh.
McGriddles?
Bro.
It might be.
McGriddle used to be cold.
We had that thing where we all agreed that like French toast, or that French toast won that like breakfast tournament.
Yes. Yeah.
But, like if they're saying breakfast food, like McGriddle might be the greatest breakfast food of all time.
The combination of the, well, I don't know, is it like a pancake on there? You know what I mean? Yeah. With like a little bit of syrup that's like infused, I think somehow. And then the bacon and then like the eggs and the cheese. I mean, it's weird to say that now, but I used to love me some McGriddles, man, but they still make them. So I guess that doesn't really answer the question.
Right.
Do they still do McFlurries?
Yeah.
They do?
Oh, now I just want an Oreo McFlurry.
Damn. Yeah.
But that machine is broken a lot of time though.
What about the Popeyes bowls? They still do those?
I don't know.
I don't eat fast food like this, man. I'm out of the loop.
Yeah.
So one of those, I mean, I guess.
We'll just count McGriddle.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah.
So I don't know how many schools did this, but my school did a thing at graduation where one of these graduating seniors won an award called the Ray Kroc Award. And he's like, I don't know if he made McDonald's or is whatever. He's very important to McDonald's. I don't remember. But you got like this big, like gold, like first place looking medal, and you got this little card. And the card was so that you could get a free meal at McDonald's for a full year. And this was right when, so this is the end, I'm graduating high school. So this is what, 2004? And so I would go to McDonald's every morning before going to work and get a McGriddle. And then shortly after that, their box of like 10 chicken strips came out. Mm-hmm. And so I'd go and I'd get like four of those. And I was doing this for like a week straight until the manager was like, hey, I know you got the deal, but like, let's alter it. So like, we can give you like a double pack and that's it for the day. Cause we can't. No.
That's the deal. They came right out with the deal. They made the deal. They can't try to negotiate. Now you got the card. You got the card. He should, come on, man. That's kind of bush league. That's a little bush league.
As a teen, as a 17 year old, I was like, you know what? I acknowledge your problem and I'll roll with you.
Wow. And
everything. Cause I would go out and like clean up every single day. Cause it was right next to my house.
It's the golden ticket, dude. You got the golden ticket.
Yeah, like, I feel like I earned it.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Sad Sailor Moon asks, if you could switch bodies amongst yourselves for one day, Freaky Friday style, what would you do?
That's a very weird question.
It is very weird, but I kind of like it. I would say, just to make sure that we get a full explanation on these answers, you have to first explain what you would do as one and what you would do as the other.
Okay. Well, I've always said I'm so impressed with E's like meal schedule. So at one point in time, I was like, you know, one of these days I'm going to go toe to toe, meal for meal with E. I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, even like, because you drink like a gallon of water a day, right? Or something like this.
3 gallons, sir.
Three gallons a day?
Yeah.
A day?
My God.
I can't even imagine.
It's easy.
Don't you get water poisoning?
Yeah. I mean, I know it's a thing. Waterlogged, right?
Yeah.
No, it's great because I have a bathroom probably 10 feet from where I spend all my time on my couch. And I'm constantly just up and going to the bathroom. But if my urine isn't clear, then it bothers me. I feel like this should have segued right into potty talk.
I don't want to digress, but I want to ask like how many times a day you go to the bathroom. That's where I was going to go. I was going to try to not do that.
It's got
to
be a lot.
I mean, we're here.
At least double digits.
Probably. I don't count, but I probably should count. I'll count.
You should count. Starting tomorrow. When we do the podcast next time, we'll open up with how many times you go to the bathroom on average a day.
Let's all keep a count.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Can we keep a count for a week?
Yeah,
for a week.
Well, a week's a long time.
Let's start with a day. Let's make sure we get a day.
Okay, yeah. Okay, fair.
We'll do a day and text each other and make sure we're on track.
Is it going to count? Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would love to experience that, man. Just like the level of consumption of meals, man. Wow. I can't even imagine. No, I'm saying it's impressive. It's impressive. Cause me, like my stomach is so small. And even when I've gone into stage where I'm like trying to gain weight, I'm like, well, I got to get this amount of calories in. I'm just like so bloated and it's a fight. Like I can't, you know, and we're only talking about like, you know, 3,500 calories, maybe 4,000 on a good day, maybe. And most likely not. It's a struggle. So I just can't imagine. Like, I mean, I know everyone's body's different, but.
You might be thinking about the old me, because I probably eat as much as you do now. I don't do more than 4,000 calories. But I decided to slim up. I'm not brawn. Maybe you think I'm brawn. Is that what it is?
All I do is eat meat. I eat meat all day and I shoot my own meat. It's the freshest meat that I've ever seen.
Man, I get such a kick out of him, man. As a matter of fact, we need to have him on the show. Because the stories, I swear to God, I go into the locker room sometimes and I just sit around Braun and just listen to his stories, man. And I know most of them are probably exaggerated. I know, but I just get taken in, man. He's just, what a life. What a life.
He's the Paul Bunyan of the locker room.
Bro, yeah. So we,
in so many ways.
he brought into the locker room the other day, like these, like light guns, you know, like laser tag guns. guns, I guess, but like gun simulators. So, and then he put like some targets in the locker room. So all day we're just walking around and just like hitting the targets and whatnot. He's like, yeah, I got about 17 of these laid up in my house. And every now and then I just say, oh, attack. And I just jump around and he's just going around his house, like shooting these targets. And I'm just trying to think like this, like 300 pound, 6 foot seven man is running around a house, just shooting targets. And just like, nobody's in the house except for him.
You know? What I love about it is asking him, so, hey, you just like live like this is just you in your house, right? He goes, yeah. So so you'll just be cooking and then in your own head. He's like, no, no, I'll scream and shoot her like I love. And then I'll go to work. And it's like, I mean, his target practice paid off. He was crushing it yesterday.
He was crushing it, man. He was crushing it. I would love to just be a fly on the wall in his house.
Okay.
He's trained so far from the original question.
I'm trying to bring it back.
Yeah.
So I have my answer for at least for E. So if I woke up and I was E, I don't know what the outfit I would wear is, but it'd be something fresh out of the closet. Some of the stuff you put on Twitter a while back, the old school with the, the hats and stuff and the striped shirts. And I would just set your phone up. And I do a bunch of twerk videos to random music just so that when we switch back, you would have all those in your phone real confused about what happened the whole day.
It's messed up. I don't care for that.
Just clapping.
Just in all the rooms in your house. And it's only to donk that Soulja Boy song.
You better not twerk in my body.
Oh, my.
Don't you twerk in my body.
I'm 100% twerking a donk if I ever end up in your body. When you hear on the news or on Twitter, you open up and you say, you see Florida man caught naked twerking in the street to donk, you know that we switch bodies.
So you're going to take my body and commit crimes with it?
If we switch multiple times, I'd eventually get there, yes.
Yeah.
That's irresponsible.
He's honest.
There's a certain responsibility. If you're going to inhabit someone's body, there's a certain responsibility that you need to...
That's why I said, if it's the once, I'm definitely not doing it. But if it's like 4 or 5 times on the fifth time, now... I'm out of options. I got to do something.
If you do that, and I happen to also take your body, I'm running into walls. I'm first.
Okay.
I'm slamming my own arm between the doors.
You're gonna feel that pain though.
I will, but you're gonna have the permanent
the bruises and the scars
to deal with.
So when I wake back up in my body, I'll be in the hospital. When you wake back up in yours, you'll be in the penitentiary. And Kofi thinking, oh no, they switched. They switched bodies. No. Saved them both. He can only be in one place. So who does he decide to save?
Why did you both? You didn't answer for each other, by the way.
Well, we've only had one answer, and I got to get to Kofi. And I'm not sure. Yeah. Kofi, you have such a nice, wholesome life. Like, if you don't woke up in life. Your body, I'd help you. I'd take care of your kids, make them lunch. It.
Yeah, you play checkers with the kids.
Yeah.
You probably go, like, on a nature walk with the wife, you know. It's fun. I enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? We have a good time. I love it. We're going on a boat. We're going on a boat in a couple of days.
Oh.
So that'll be fun.
See me. So that would be me. If it's like, oh, you're ready for this nature walk? I'd be like, where's the PlayStation though? And then everything would be screwed when you woke up.
You mean virtually?
Yeah.
What game is, you talking about Final Fantasy?
Oh, yeah. Have you seen this Ghost of Tsushima? This grass looks real. This grass is real.
Yeah, man. I get for you, Woods, I would just love to be, you know, because we talk about just like, I feel like you do so much. You know what I'm saying? We were just talking about it, like trying to like coordinate and get on the same page and be able to shoot the podcast on the same day. And like you do a lot, whether it's like video games or hosting an event or traveling to where'd you go? Was it China or Japan when you guys or where you ate like that nasty?
We were in Shanghai for that.
Shanghai.
That was pre-lockdown. So y'all know.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love to just... I mean, I don't know if I would love to do it for that long because it seems like it'd be incredibly stressful. I don't know how you do it, but just to feel that level of, you know, just shaking and baking, you know what I'm saying? Like juggling and you know, I don't know, just doing things, a lot of things.
I think that you would like it. So the most fun that I have, I think, is like when we get to travel international. And that's why I was like, oh, we went international before lockdown. And it's like, that's what hurts. Cause it's like, there's people in other countries that like the same exact stuff and they're in a completely different culture. And that's like the best thing to me is learning about like their culture and like why they like Street Fighter or why they want to play Tekken or Final. Like, that's like the best thing to me. So I think you'd enjoy it.
I think so.
And I love how you see your answers wholesome. Mine and E's. Yours is spiteful, E.
No, well, only because you started it.
Well, I was honest. You weren't being honest.
About you were being naked in the streets.
That's hilarious.
Well, I gave that part of the answer.
You said that you would try to kill me.
Right. But that was out of retaliation. Not kill you. Just leave you a little sore. Just that's all. Me. That's all. I think what I would do pretty much for both of you is I would definitely take my shirt off and rub on my abs, you know? I would put my fingers between each one. I spent a good, like, couple hours doing that, you know?
Just doing that. Hours? Digging them out. Ooh, yeah. Oh, there it is, number seven. Oh, yeah. Ooh, there it is. And back to one. Oh.
Yeah. So that would be a plus for sure. I would jump off a lot of things too. I do a lot of acrobatic stuff, you know.
Just not in my body. Not in my body.
No, you still got it. You still got it.
I never really had it.
Come on,
well,
man.
That's not true. And all the other answers I think are inappropriate, so I'll probably just leave it at that. You guys have families, and I think I've said enough.
Moving on. From Big Man Finelli. Hey, what up, Finelli?
Finelli.
With Animaniacs and now Tiny Toons getting reboots, which 90s cartoon should be next?
You see, for me, I'm more about leaving things as they are, you know. I don't like these reboots, and this is unfair because I haven't seen like the new Animaniacs and I haven't seen you know, Tiny Toons, the newer versions, I suppose. But I feel like I always remember things a certain way, and then when they try to kind of do what we did back in the past and implement it into our times, it just doesn't always, like, it doesn't hit, you know. And I don't know if that's like the cranky old man in me saying like, well, no, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, but I don't like remakes, man. I just know.
Is it? Can I ask? Is it because the new Karate Kid is better than the old one?
Wow, that's fighting words right there, dude. You think that well, you the think
Jaden Cobra Smith Kai? Version?
Yeah.
What?
Wait,
Jaden Smith. Oh,
that's the new Karate Kid.
Yeah,
I thought you were talking about like the Cobra Kai that's on like Netflix and stuff.
I'm talking about the new Karate Kid.
No, just because Jackie Chan's in it doesn't mean that it automatically makes it better. I say, come on, man, I don't even want to have this argument.
I think what automatically makes it better is that Daniel's son Jaden learns how to fight, is where he never does in the first Karate Kid movie.
He wins the tournament, right? So he learns all he needs to learn, does he not? I mean, he was better than when he started, was he not? You think he's just going to turn into some ninja overnight? No, it's realistic.
No, over the course of a movie, working. That's what a montage is for.
Well, I mean, it depends on how long the movie lasts.
Okay, you know? What's your answer?
I think I might be leaning towards Kofi, even though I think that's a lazy answer, the not loving the reboot. I'd probably go X-Men, maybe. It'd be cool to see some more X-Men. That was probably my favorite cartoon as a kid. And I really enjoyed that. Or the Batman from when we were kids was really good.
The animated series,
yeah. The animated series. So either of those two, just because I would enjoy more of them. But yeah. I don't want it to be ruined. Yeah. More episodes.
And honestly, too, like, and this also isn't fair. This is very like Mr. Set in his ways, but like the Ninja Turtles, right? So back in the day, like Ninja Turtle cartoon, I used to love it, everything about it, and then like seeing it now, I haven't even like really watched a complete episode of this day and age, but just the animation, I don't know, man. It just doesn't feel right to me. And I know it's like, oh, more pixels and it's supposed to be like more realistic and all. It just doesn't look right to me, you know? So I can't do it, man.
Sir, are you saying, just to make sure I understand, are you giving an opinion on something you have yet to experience?
I haven't experienced, not in its entirety, no.
What? Yeah. So
just the way that it looks, it doesn't look right. It doesn't look right to me. I can't get into it. I have no desire to see it because it doesn't look right.
Because it doesn't look like it used to?
Right. It's not fair, I know.
Your ways are your ways. Your ways are
it
your
just,
ways.
It just doesn't, that's exactly it. It just doesn't look, to me, it doesn't look right. I look at it and I'm like, the animation is very.
Did you see Turtles Forever?
No.
I can't even have this conversation with you then. You know, she's talking about being a fan. You ain't a fan.
You ain't no fan.
For me, I feel like cartoons have progressed. They're coming back to the educational side of things, but I feel like when we were younger, there was like some sort of educational aspect or some sort of moral you learn from it. And then it got into, and this is no hatred to like SpongeBob era, which started with like Animaniacs, getting more into that, like, hey, just like funny for cartoon sake type of thing, which is fine. But then it bled into like, feel like everything. And now we're getting back to like putting some educational stuff into shows. And so for me, a reboot of the Magic School Bus.
Wow.
That would hit. That would hit so hard.
True. Also, to kind of in that regard, this isn't from the 90s. I think it's from like the 70s or 80s, actually, originally. But Schoolhouse Rock, I think it would be very useful for kids and a lot of adults out here to understand the way the government works. So Schoolhouse Rock, I thought, was a very fun way to educate people, yes. A la the Schoolhouse Rock gear that we are donning.
Yes, it's fantastic. And just to go, for the people that know, so there was a reboot of Magic School Bus like 2 years ago, but it got canceled. And so my vote is for that to be uncanceled and continue, just to be clear. Okay. The next one is from Wiggles. Ooh, what is your favorite Denzel Washington movie?
Oh, boy. Off the top of my head, I immediately say Training Day.
Mm-hmm.
But Man on Fire. Yes, yeah. That one.
Man on Fire is real good.
Man on Fire is real good. Crazy.
But also American Gangster.
Oh, my God. Dude. Can you pick one? You can't.
I don't think
so. So good.
Yo, Malcolm, he was Malcolm X.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, remember the Titans? Bro,
come on, man.
I'm looking through them right now. Oh, my God. Did you ever see Fences?
Fences is really good.
Psh, what a movie. That's a film. Book of Eli?
Yeah. Right.
Did you see The Equalizer? That's the one. So whenever he's about to fight, he like locks the door behind him so nobody can get out. And he checks his watch to see like how long it's going to take him to beat everybody up in the room.
Yeah.
He does it. And it's, God.
Oh, cool. I think I got my answer, though. There are better movies, but He Got Game is a classic. He Got Game is okay. A classic for many reasons. Rosario Dawson, my goodness, what a woman. There are better films, but that's probably my favorite for now.
Man. Okay. I keep seeing more. Antoine Fisher, Virtuosity, Okay, you pick, Hov.
I'm going to take the lazy route and say Training Day.
Okay, I'm going to go American Gangster. It's real good.
Blue Magic.
Did y'all see Flight?
That's him as the pilot, right?
Yeah.
Like I saw, but I don't really remember.
The movie's solid, but like it's solid because he's in it. It's like, it's just like put together weird.
It might be easier. Has he had a bad movie?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Are there any bad Denzel Washington movies out?
I'm sure they're bad, but they're not bad because of Denzel.
Yeah.
He's crushing it in all accounts. Oh, Sean says Ricochet.
Ricochet.
Was bad?
Are you saying it's bad, Sean?
We need some context to your answer,
yeah.
Sean.
Yeah.
Some Sean text.
He said it's excellent. Oh, Sean text.
Oh. Thank you.
There we go.
Excellent.
Let's see. Oh, this is a question pretty much for Kofi, but it's for all of us. Gene Birardelli says, what's the best food when on the road in the Northeast?
Northeast specific, I have to say clam chowder, New England clam chowder, specifically for me from Legal Seafoods. There's probably some mom and pop stores out there that have more, of a homemade feeling, I guess, or taste to it. But New England clam chowder, when it's done right, actually, every time we would go to, we have a show in Boston, they always have New England clam chowder. Of course, now being the non-dairy person that I am now, I can't really eat it. But I feel like New England clam chowder, when it's done right, like there's nothing like it. It is just chef kiss, you know? Chef kiss.
I don't think I have a specific Northeastern food because I'm just looking for rice and chicken wherever we go. So
wait, this is cuisine specific to the Northeast?
Wait, just says best food when on the road in the Northeast. So technically the way that it's written, it could be any food, but do you have a food when you're in the Northeast that you're like, I gotta have that?
Mm-hmm. Not really. But like you said, I want the same food wherever I go.
Yeah.
I want poke or sushi wherever I go. So okay. I don't have a good answer.
So I'll answer for both of you guys. I'll answer for both of you guys. And a soccer. Let's move on. Next question. You don't have an answer, so I'll just give you an answer. You guys didn't want to answer. We gave you a chance. And a soccer career. That's your choice. Next question, please.
Actually, you know what I used to look forward to is going to Sheetz. Yeah. A lot of people love Wawa, and I enjoy Wawa as well, but I enjoy the Sheetz food a little bit more, I think.
Really?
I do.
Sheetz over Wawa.
Yeah, their hot food, I think, is a little bit better. Wow. I forgot what I got there that I enjoyed more.
We gotta do a taste test when we get back to traveling.
This episode is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle. The less your business spends, the more margin of money you have. I think that's pretty obvious for everyone, but actually doing it, that's easier said than done because the cost of everything is going up these days. So do the smart thing. Switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth so you can easily reduce costs and headaches. NetSuite specifically helps by reducing IT costs since it lives in the cloud with no hardware required and cutting the costs of maintaining multiple systems since everything you need is on one suite. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. See for yourself how effective NetSuite can be and try it out today. And by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/ringer. That is netsuite.com/ringer. This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower What's Next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client. This episode is brought to you by Major League Baseball. A lot is going on in the world of sports right now, but don't forget the 2024 baseball season. It's officially here. Some pretty exciting things to look forward to. Can the star-studded Dodgers, can they make the World Series? Can Mookie Betts break my heart again? How about the young Orioles? How about the defending champs, the Rangers, trying to become the first back-to-back champs in over two decades? See how far they'll go. Get in on the action by visiting your local ballpark or any ballpark, or you can just go to MLB.com, tap the banner, to learn more. Baseball is something else.
This one's from Aaron King. What does Austin's daily schedule look like? Heard y'all consistently say he's the busiest man in the world.
Oh, yeah. Tell the people.
So my normal week now consists of Raw on Monday. And then I was flying home at 6 a.m. to get back so that I could film Up, Up, Down, Down stuff and do two episodes of this podcast. But I had to change it because flying that early after getting the hell beat out of me Monday night makes it so that I am a bump on a log until Thursday. So now I fly at like noon and get home at 2. And then I rush home as fast as I can. I walk in my door, put my bags down, sit down, do the podcast. 5 o'clock, take care of my kids till they pass out. Then try to chill for like 2 hours. Then I come back downstairs. I start filming for Up, Up, Down, Down again. And I wake up or I go to sleep at like between like 1 and 3 a.m. Wake up at like 9, work out, come back to the basement, do stuff for Up, Up, Down, Down till 5, take care of the kids again. And that's like a rinse and repeat if I'm not traveling somewhere to film more gaming stuff elsewhere. And then also like the appearances, we just did the virtual meet and greet. That was like a couple hours. So like it's a constant grind of stuff in order to try to excel in as many lanes as possible so that when I am done getting beat up for a living, I have ways to pay my mortgage.
And that's a dumbed down version because it's so much it's so much more complicated than that. I think when I realized, I knew that you were busy, but, you know, for a while I was doing that sneaker show, I Just Love Kicks. And that was just one episode a week. And having to like just like hustle and find a sneaker and then make the episode interesting and then, you know, send it. I was editing it for myself for a little bit, very briefly. I couldn't do that. And then luckily, you know, we had some people on Up, Up, Down, Down do the editing for me. But just that one show was like incredibly stressful. So the fact that you do it again and going back to like what I would like to just be in your body for a day and just feel this level of stress and ability to organize and manage everything. It's like, man, you, my friend, are a hustler and you still remain in a good mood for the majority of the day. Like a lot of people. Well, I mean,
there's a thick mask that I know to put on for the majority of the day. When I'm by myself, that mask comes off.
Yeah, but still, I feel like most people aren't able to even do that. So that in and of itself is, while it's a quality, it's also work to be able to like have to like hold in whatever emotion. So I'm constantly impressed with that ability, man. There's very few people in the world that could do what you do.
That's true. I couldn't do it.
You could. You could.
I couldn't. I could not. My schedule is actually, I think, the antithesis of yours. I think I have the least busy schedule for anyone who's gainfully employed. Besides working out for a couple hours a day, I do nothing. So that's why I could not handle the Switch with you. That would break me.
No, you consume content.
No, but then I have to make content too.
Yeah. But in your current status, you're consuming content, which is giving you lighting up certain parts of your brain so that you can use this information later. So like in a promo or something, or you come up with stuff in the shower. It makes you wittier. You're doing
very
work.
Very true.
Don't try to make it sound better.
It's true.
You don't just sugarcoat it. I get it.
No, right. But there have been a lot of times where, like, promo wise, we're like, oh, well, let's say something because this is like popping off on Twitter. I'm like, okay, I have no idea because I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Like,
because you're busy living a life.
But I'm just saying, you're saying like you're not productive. Like you bring a lot to the table. You know what I'm saying? And people get joy out of the pop culture references and things like that. So don't make it sound like you just sit around and do nothing. It's not nothing.
Exactly. Okay. You're doing research. You're the R&D department.
Yeah. The New Day. You'll get a lot of credit, but you know? Yeah. That's you.
Yeah, right.
Without R&D, we get nothing done. Okay. Ooh, this is good. Jacob asked, which one of you could survive the longest on a deserted island?
Why? I feel like we ask this fairly often.
Why are you trying to put us on an island first and foremost?
It's always island stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I come from island people. It's fair. Yeah. You know, Jamaicans, Montserratians.
Could you survive?
I used to be Jamaican.
So the question I feel like is usually who goes first.
Yeah.
And I feel like I would always answer me. Out of defiance, though, I kind of want to, you know, maybe it's me. Maybe I survive the longest. I'm tired of always being the one to bow out. Why do I always have to be the gracious one? And I'm always like, all right, you guys can kill me and eat me. It's fine. I'm going to bow out because you have a future. But you know what? Maybe I want to live this time. Maybe in this scenario, maybe I'm fighting to the death.
Hey. Okay, well, based on what you literally just told us, what kind of things are you going to do to stay alive?
Fight.
fight.
Okay, so you fight both of us. Fight both of us, and you win. You're now on the island by yourself.
And I won. Now, then I can go.
Oh, because you've survived the longest.
The question's answered. You won.
It's not like the question wasn't who survived for 40 years.
Yeah.
The question was who survived.
Are you going to survive? Fight.
Fight.
That's all.
Fight.
I just got to win, right?
So I have a question then. Would you do it? So like, I feel like I would do that, but I'd do it sneakily. It's like, I wouldn't try to straight up fight you. I'd like make sure everything is cool and like take one of you out in the middle of the night and then tell the other one, I don't know what happened. Why would you do this? Why would you do this? And blame it on them, make them feel insecure, then get them later.
Oh, that's mischievous. It's very mischievous. Very. I would know that you would have this kind of mental makeup, this
And desire. That's why you would go first. You would go first.
No, I wouldn't even let you get to that point.
No, it would. Trust
just me. Just come swinging.
As soon as the boat crashes or the plane crashes, whatever vessel we're on, as soon as I'm not looking for like rations or anything else, I'm trying to win. As soon as I see an island, somebody got to die.
We're on an island. It's us three. You just get to swing it. Gets a punch and a kick.
Next time we're on a flight, the pilot says, oh, we're having a little turbulence here. Oh, if I see we're over water, if I see any small pieces of land, if I see an island, we're fighting.
I just see you like Apollo Creed. You put the mouthpiece, ding, ding.
But I feel like, so on that plane, there's more people than us three. So I feel like you're going to start dropping everybody on every row.
No, I just got to win between the three of us, right?
So if we're across the plane at different levels, whatever, you're immediately running through Sergeant Force and just beat me up while I'm sleeping on the plane in front of everybody.
Sir, sit down, sir. Sit down, sir.
Excuse me, sir. Okay, one second. I'm almost done.
The seatbelt sign is on, sir. Please sit down, sir.
Okay, so now I know if something like that happens, I need to just run, just play hide and seek, and I'm good. Because I know that you're... Kofi, what are you doing in the situation? I feel like you're the wholesome one out of the three of us. How are you handling
it? I don't want to fight y'all. Look, I'm just going to run away into the brush in the forest and hide in the trees and, you know, do all that stealth stuff and let you guys just peter out, you know? Yeah. I bet you're going to get tired of looking for me. He's going to punch me in the face. He's going to punch me in the face. himself out in the first 10 minutes. And I'll be up in the tree.
I was going to say, especially like if you're swinging at me, I'm dodging. And by the time you're tired, I'm tired. And then we just sit there and wait till we feel better and then get back at it. Right. So we just fight all day while Kofi sits up on like a rock above a waterfall watching.
I'm just up there just chilling.
Okay, I'm glad I know that. I'll keep that in my brain just in case. Ace Bradley says, out of everyone who ever lived, who looked the coolest wearing a leather jacket?
Oh, dear God.
Okay, so I am going to say this. When we did that, there's a lot of people that have lived, and they've looked really cool wearing jackets. When we did that that barbershop window shoot, and Kofi came out in the leather jacket, I was like, this might be the look. This might be the look. Dude looks clean.
It was a clean, and that was a little bit of a redemption because there was a point in time, I think it was WrestleMania in Miami, and I went somewhere and Ryder and a couple people were coming back from going out, and I had this leather jacket on and I thought it looked so good. And Ryder just looks at me and just starts crapping on my look. My leather jacket. It took, and the thing about it, like, it took a long time for me to actually like put it on and like, okay, I'm just gonna do it. I'm gonna go out and have this leather jacket on. And I thought I was looking good. Nobody said anything, you know. And then Ryder just let me know that it was not a good look. He took a picture of it. He put it in our group chat, and he's just laughing. And I haven't worn a leather jacket since. And up until that point, at the, at the shoot. So thank you for saying that. I might go out and purchase one now. Ryder messed me up, man. I heard the question. I was like, oh God, leather jacket. Jeez. Oh, shoot. Okay.
Traumatized.
He got me.
I think I might go, this is a bit of a lazy answer, but I might go Jeffrey Dean Morgan. I think, Negan, he rocked a leather jacket quite well. Yeah. I was kind of, that was about the time of the show where they wore me down. I couldn't do anymore. But he was cool. He was cool. Yeah. Cause I was a long suffering fan and I was doing a lot of suffering those last few seasons. It just dragged a little bit, but I thought he looked very cool. And I often think, you know, he's a man, I think he's in his 50s now. And I often think, you know, when I get in my 50s, I want to have that, you know, silver fox look. That's a dignified way to age. So I thought he was a very cool looking man in his 50s, and respect to Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
There you go.
That's all I got.
You'll have a baseball bat too when you get there?
No, just a jacket. Yeah.
Just a jacket.
Don't make it weird.
All right.
An odd question, I feel.
I mean, he has the bat. I feel like it's the whole package though, you know, not
nice cosplay.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not trying to do all that, Kof.
Okay. Oh, just a question. Just a question.
Kof. I feel like Kof's answer is Roger Klotz.
Wow, good call.
Ooh, it could Michael Jackson on the cover of Bad, right? Ooh. Is he wearing that red leather jacket?
The Thriller jacket?
Bad, but maybe it's Thriller. It is Thriller. Bad is the black leather jacket, but even that one, he looks good.
Yeah.
So to me, Michael Jackson makes your leather jacket look real good. And he's got all the accessories too, you know, like all the buttons and little fanfare on there.
It's
got to be Michael Jackson.
I love all of these answers. I feel like we skipped one, and I feel like it's going to make me change mine because I'm looking through people wearing leather jackets.
Fonz? No. Arthur Fonzarelli?
God, no.
Wait. Don't disrespect.
I'm not disrespecting. I'm saying that my answer is so above that. Like, how dare you come at me with that? Because my answer is Blade.
Ooh. Is it the jacket or is it the jacket and the glasses? Because if he took the glasses off.
When he takes the glasses off, he still looks awesome. He still looks awesome.
I got to go back and look.
So no disrespect to the Fonz.
Okay.
No disrespect at all. But Blade, my God. That's another level.
He does look cool.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. From Scribbles. Can you each describe your absolute perfect pizza? And yes, Kofi, cheeseless pizzas do exist.
Yes, they do. I know. That's what I eat.
I'm going to go with sushi pizza. In fact, me and Charles, your boy Breeze, love sushi pizza. And he actually, when we hosted WrestleMania, we had the little RV, thankfully. And he went to, I think his wife at the time brought us a couple sushi pizzas and it was incredible. And that's the pizza that I enjoy because that's a thing. And everyone makes it. I've had sushi pizza many times, but it's always a little bit different. Some people use a bit of an actual thinner crust. Some people use like seaweed as the crust, but you can just put raw fish and whatnot. Yeah.
Okay. So is there cheese?
No cheese, sir. No cheese.
So is the bread, is there marinara sauce?
There's no, I mean, I haven't had any with marinara sauce.
So is it a pizza in the sense of like, it's in a circle, it's on like dough?
That's no, about it.
Okay. Yeah. Is it dough or is it's, it,
okay.
is it?
No, not, yeah. The seaweed is the use, dough. Or yeah, there's other, it's not often, it's not a normal dough. It's a very thin, like sometimes like almost like a cracker as the base. Sometimes seaweed, everyone makes it a little bit different.
So is it just a pizza because it's in a circle then and with slices?
I mean, yeah. I'm
asking because I don't know.
Okay, I'm just making sure you don't demean it.
Yeah,
you
know? Not at all. I would never demean your sushi pizza.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah,
that's not me. I'm not that kind of guy. Even though you would beat the hell out of me on an airplane if there was turbulence. I'm not that kind of guy.
You're the one committing felonies in my body.
I haven't done it yet. And I said that would be like the fourth or fifth time.
Still?
How many times do you think we're going to Freaky Friday?
I don't know. I would assume once. I don't know why you're trying to get in and out once. Four or five times.
I'm not, but I'm saying if it happened that way, E, I don't know what's going to happen. I can't tell the future.
It better not happen that way.
I'm not a warlock or a soothsayer. If it does, it has to escalate because if I land in your body and then you wake up back in it, now you go through your phone just randomly one day and you're like, oh, wait, what are these pictures? What are these videos of me just twerking in my house? Ha ha, we talk, we have a laugh. Ha ha, then the next time I got to prank you harder. Mm. So by the fourth or fifth escalation. Time, it's going to evolve into naked on your roof. Twerking to donk.
There you go.
Same thing. Like when you and I, maybe I'll slam my pinky in a door when I'm in your body, but then it's going to escalate. Now I'm jumping off the top of the steps.
No.
Now I'm just playing in the street.
Not like
you
this.
Never know. Don't play this game like with this. Me.
I mean, let's I'm fine with you playing in the bodies. Street because I wake up in the hospital with that bad insurance check. Let's go. So thank you. I get the money and I didn't have to feel the pain. Thank you.
You get this serious check.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a terrible plan. Let me go. I mean, I know it's not your plan,
it's
but
not mine, is he? Yeah. You try to put me in the hospital, I'm trying to put E in jail. I'll take the hospital.
Oh God.
My perfect pizza is it's from Pizza Hut, stuffed crust, pepperoni with bacon, slathered in sweet Baby Ray's honey sweet barbecue.
Baby Ray's. Sauce. There you go. Mm,
nothing better. On this
see, I can see you tasting it. I can see you tasting delicious. It. Eyes closed, just salivating.
I had one last week on November 3rd for no reason at all, just to get ready for the day. I was like, you know what? Let me just have a stuffed crust pizza with pepperoni and bacon on it.
Wow. You weren't even hungry?
It was delicious. I wasn't even hungry. I needed to eat it for a little bit of catharsis. Wow. You know?
Oh, wow. That's something else. Well, I should have gone first because mine is real boring. I just get a regular whatever pizza crust and put some tomato sauce on there. Put a little extra tomato sauce because I'm not putting the cheese on there.
Put some tomato sauce and put a little bit of extra tomato sauce.
That's right. Because they try it. So when you have the cheese on there, I guess you don't need a whole lot of sauce. But if they don't, when I say I'm going to put the sauce on, they ask me to put the sauce on. Yeah, I'm talking about like a Blaze or something. You know what I'm saying? Where they do the pizza in front of you, right? So they say, okay, what kind of sauce do you want? Oh, I'll take that marinara. They put a little bit on, but because when they put the cheese on, I guess, I don't know, there's not supposed to be that much sauce with the cheese. But I have to tell them to put more tomato sauce on because I'm not putting cheese. And they ask me if I want vegan cheese on there. I said, no, I don't want any cheese on there. Then they look at me funny. I tell them I want pineapples, sauteed onions, green peppers, olives, and tomatoes, salt and pepper. That's it. And maybe some oregano if I'm feeling kind of frisky. You know what I'm saying? If I'm feeling kind of adventurous, I'll put some oregano on there. And that's it. It's incredibly boring. Very boring.
I hate to do this. I hate to butt in. And this may disqualify my answer too. But Merriam-Webster says that is not a pizza. A pizza is noun. A dish of Italian origin consisting of a flat, round base of dough baked with a topping of tomato sauce and cheese.
Okay.
Typically
okay, cool.
with added
okay.
meat or vegetables.
Both of you are true. Disqualified.
Can, I win. Wait, hold on. Can you read the question that was asked to us one more time?
It says, can you each describe your absolute perfect pizza? Yes, Kofi, cheeseless pizzas do exist.
Ah!
caveat.
What are you saying? What you're saying?
No, the question is flawed. The question is wrong.
You're saying that you're saying that Scribbles has the authority to decide what a pizza is above Merriam-Webster.
Certainly not. Certainly not.
That's what you're saying, Coke.
He gave us the question. There's a caveat. This is he asked the question. He labels the parameters of the question. What do you mean? What's going on? Now we're disqualifying the parameters of the question.
They don't make the definitions.
If they say like, oh, who would you like to have be your favorite match or whatever,
and I said someone
alive or dead.
And I said blue computer. You'd go, what? I go, oh, well, I changed the definition of the words you use in that sentence so that I can have my answer that I wanted.
Yeah, but if that's the question that they're asking, you have to answer the question. You don't just make it into your own question.
You don't
get to play fast and loose with the English language. We have rules.
I didn't ask the question.
We have rules and parameters.
You're getting mad at me like I'm the one who asked the question.
I didn't ask the question. Irresponsibly.
He gave you the parameters of the... He said cheeseless pizzas do exist.
They don't.
This is a caveat. This is a caveat.
And I'm telling you, they don't.
So in this world...
Let's bring it back then. So with E's definition from Merriam-Webster of what a pizza consists of, next to Scribble saying cheeseless pizzas do exist, in your Elevate app tomorrow, if you are asked, what is a pizza... What's your answer?
I mean, I would have to go with the Merriam-Webster.
There we go.
But okay, cool. That's not what we're dealing with right now.
It is.
The question that we are answering is the man labeled the parameters of the question. He said that he specifically went out of his way to say that cheeseless pizzas do exist. That's what he said.
I don't know if it's a man or a woman.
That's what he said.
This person lied.
It's their question.
They lied.
They lied, Cove.
That's not on me. Why are you getting mad at me?
I'm just trying to tell you. I'm trying to inform you.
I
didn't even slander cheese. I went based on the parameters of the question that were set by this man. What's his name?
We just went out of his way to say we don't know if it's a man
Scribbles.
Or a woman.
Yes,
Scribbles.
So can you just say they or Scribbles?
Next question Scribbles. Is from David Smith. As Waffle House fans, what city has given y'all the best Waffle House experience and what city has given you the most outlandish Waffle House experience?
Great question.
I would say for best, for me, because I'm in Atlanta, this is where Waffle House is from. Every Waffle House down here, always banging with the touch tunes in there. I got the app on my phone, so I play my song, Roni by Bobby Brown, before I enter the Waffle House, so that by the time I open the door, it's like my theme music is on. I get my order, I eat, it's delicious. ATL Waffle Houses across the board.
Okay. I was going to go with Atlanta as well because of the time that we hung out after show in Atlanta. And there was that one lady, I forgot her name, but you're cool with her.
Yeah.
The one you go to.
That's my next, the Waffle House, like 2 minutes away from me.
Okay. And that was a very fun experience. But I was actually just looking at this tweet. I can't remember the city. That's the problem. But do you remember the one Waffle House that we actually posted on Twitter? And we got, they have these sleeves. And I had no idea. We were so flabbergasted at the time that Waffle House makes these sleeves so their cooks, and it's genius, so their cooks don't have splatter burns on their arms. And one of the cooks, actually, because we were just foaming at the mouth over these things, one of the cooks, I was foaming at least. I don't know about y'all, but I was foaming.
No, we were really excited.
Yeah. Right. I had to turn away out of politeness so he didn't see that foaming.
Sorry, sir. He's foaming.
My eyes are up here. Please do not foam.
It's a positive thing. It means he likes you, sir. Sorry.
Yeah.
But I still have that Waffle House sleeve somewhere in my bag, and that was a very fun experience. So I guess I'll go with that as my wildest. I've never been in Waffle House. I've never been there for one of the, you know, fights or anything too crazy.
Oh, no? Really?
No. My. But there's always so many characters at Waffle Houses, and that's where you go. You go for the characters.
Yeah. I would imagine that you living in Florida, you would have at least been at Waffle House during one fight or two or three maybe.
I don't really leave the house.
In
Florida. Fair. Right.
When we lived in Orlando, I'd go to, no, where's Tampa? There's a Waffle House over by the mall before you go to the school. And I would go over there with, I'd go over there with Bobby Dutch. And we were there one time and these three people walked in, guy's shirt covered in blood.
Oh God.
Covered in blood. His friend comes in, huge gash on his eye. And he's got like an ice pack on it that is soaked in blood. And there's a woman with him. They like, she's just regular clothes, like nothing on her. And they just sat down to eat. Like nothing was wrong. And it was like, did you just leave a murder scene? Like, and no one asked any questions. Oh, you guys could sit over there. No one said a word to him.
Damn.
Waffle House is great.
Business as usual. I was going to say the same experience that he had. And fun fact, I believe this was, so it was either Little Rock, Arkansas or Birmingham, Alabama. I want to say it was Little Rock. But fun fact, it was the same town that we decided on the name for the group. Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Because that Waffle House was near the airport, right across from the air, like right down the street from the airport. And then I think we stayed at a Holiday Inn. And then the morning that we came out of the Holiday Inn, we're getting into the car, was when we decided, hey, well, maybe we go with the New Day. And we all agreed on it right outside before getting into our car. But the same town. So it was either, Birmingham or Little Rock. I'm 99% sure it was Little Rock. But yeah, that was definitely an experience because he gave us the sleeve right off his, right off his arm. And just, yeah, man, it was cool.
It's true. Well, guys, that's all the questions that we have.
That's it?
That's all.
There's got to be more.
Do you have one?
I do not have one, but...
You don't want to ask Kofi anything?
What do I want to ask Kofi? this is a great time to segue into... You know what? I realized we didn't ask TJ any potty talk questions.
We didn't. Oh. So we got to have him back on the show. Stat.
Yeah. Right. To talk about his toilet business.
Yeah, his bowel movements.
Look, right. Dylan talking about it with that cat in your hands.
Yeah, there she is. Oh, Blue Dream. Did I ever tell you the story about how we got this cat? So my wife and I, we were having a cookout on the back patio. And then I come out there and there's a cat coming through. So there's a cat like in the background in the forest. And she says that she called the cat over and the cat just came over. She was purring and then she jumps up on our balcony. We put it on. You guys have like the Nextdoor app? Do you guys have that?
No.
The Nextdoor app is like a social media app for your neighborhoods where you go on and you say, hey, I want to find someone that can lay bricks. Who, you know, they give you all types of advice on like the best places to go and the best, you know, whatever. So anyway, we put the ad for the cat on the Nextdoor app thinking that surely this is not a cat that was in the wild. She's well taken care of. She doesn't have any kind of like cuts or bruises or whatever. She hasn't been outside. She definitely belongs to someone. And this is not a good story. This is not a good story. we basically picked up a stray cat. We picked up a stray cat and three out of the four of us in the house are allergic to them. They asked me to get a cat like last year. I said, no way in hell will there ever be a cat in my house. And now here we are. We have a cat now. So that's
the story. Yeah, you were right. That wasn't the best story.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a good.
I was like, story. I was like, this is not. This is the unabridged version.
No. Mm-hmm. We started talking about the Nextdoor app. I just gave up. So. But we have a cat now.
Ali actually tweeted this, Mustafa Ali, from September. This is towards you, Kof. Do you remember the time you dropped your cake in the parking lot and screamed, why, God, why, for like 30 minutes?
I was mad. As a matter of fact, so this was actually in Detroit. So the way that the new Detroit arena is now, you know how we have, it's like the longest walk ever.
It's so far. And it was already far. The old Joe Louis was so far before. And I thought, oh, they're getting a new arena. The walk is going to be so much shorter. And I think they doubled and tripled it.
I was going to say three times. Rides. Yeah. Bro, elevator rides, walking all the way the length of the building. And all. So I had taken the food and then I walked it after the show all the way back to up the elevators, down the escalators, down the stairs. And I get to the parking lot. I can see my car. I can see it. I come out of the elevator and I have like three or four bags. I mean, you know, Woods is usually the bag boy. He has a lot more bags than me.
Usually,
most of the time, he is what we call him bag boy, but I had a lot of bags that day and I was carrying them all. And I go through the threshold to open the door and I hit like a little lip and my food falls all over the all ground. And I didn't even get a chance to eat one single, maybe I had like one or two, but all of it wasted. And I was just so heated because I worked. So I carried those treats through the whole damn building, man. It was such a long journey. And for them to fall there, why couldn't they have fallen when I first came in or like when I got out of the car? Like it was bad, man. So I'm sitting there screaming. Ali's looking at me, you know, because I don't think at that time he had ever seen me like flip out. You know, so legit, I was really, really hot. Yes, it was not good.
I got another one, because why not? This is also for Kofi. And I'm actually curious about this. From Stephen Wolf. Did you ever actually watch Creed 2 like you said you were going to in August?
Ooh, yes, yeah. I did. Yes.
Did we talk about it?
No, we didn't. We didn't. I was waiting for you guys to bring it up. And
He didn't watch it.
I watched it. I swear to God, I watched it. I watched it in the gym. I watched it. I watched the whole thing. I thought that, I don't know. I think it kind of, it was really good. It was really, really good.
What was your favorite part?
I think the whole element of him, you know, just like becoming a father and everything. Because that always
is there's like a favorite part specifically in the movie that's not in the previews that you could talk about?
Was that in the previews?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I like the first one better, but even like the training montage when they're in like the desert and all that, like, it was
cool.
It's
okay to say you didn't watch it.
Yeah.
I watched it.
Everything that you're talking about is him all in the trailer.
Him in the desert. How is that in the trailer?
Because they show a part of the montage and he's in, got his foot in the thing.
So you think I'm just memorizing I just have the trailer in my mind. I'm talking, oh, let me think about him in the desert because I have this on tap in my mind. No, dude.
Dan said he loved the part where it said coming soon. Is there any one thing that you can speak on, like that you hated or that you loved that is not a general broad brushstroke?
Okay, you know what I did like was I like the way they made Drago's son feel like, you know, like a good guy and a bad guy, right?
You can get that from the cliff notes, though. But I'm saying,
my God,
what part of the movie did you like? So, like,
how many parts do you want me to name? Okay, go.
Any part, you're just naming general.
Well, him in there with his mom and his mom kind of like hitting on him, and you know, you what just feel sympathy.
That's a good question. What happened with his mom at the end?
She walked out.
During what?
The fight.
Who was he fighting?
Who was Drago fighting?
Yeah.
He was fighting Creed, wasn't he?
Okay. So, but see, do you see how you get to think?
Because you're asking me like it's a trick question. Like, why would she walk out on anyone else but Creed? Wow, that's not a good question. Like, who else would it be?
So if you're not giving good answers, though.
No, but I'm just saying like that, you know, like who else would he be fighting when his mom walked out at the end of the movie? Come on, man. Well, I watched the movie.
He had a couple of fights throughout the movie. So I'm just making sure that you know.
And his mom walked out on a random fight? Come on, man. Like, that's not a good question. That's not a good question.
Okay. Another question from Dan, just to make sure you watched it. Who was the assistant stunt coordinator in the credits?
Charles Bronson.
Dang, you got it.
I feel like you guys like talked about it before. So this is why I don't like to have movies like even talked about or spoiled, because then I go into them with like an expectation and then I'm kind of let down. So while it was an incredible movie, I thought it was great. I like the first one a lot better, and probably because I just didn't know like what was coming.
Oh, okay. So last question on that, then I'm done. What?
Or him training underwater. Is that a good?
No. Again, in the previous, probably. So when... when he had his baby.
Yeah.
What was different about his baby that he had to come to terms with to understand this is going to be okay?
Great question.
She was deaf.
Okay. You've seen the movie. Okay. I'll accept that. I'll accept it now.
Finally. Do we have time for more?
We got one more.
Okay. This is from Fat Kids Cupcakes.
Ooh.
Okay. What's an annoyance you all share?
Oh. I can't really talk about it. I had a big one yesterday.
I was going to say, do we mean people? Do we mean people?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's not the people.
No, we can't do that.
No, it's more of a thing. So I don't know if it bothers y'all like it bothers me. I'd say my biggest pet peeve is when someone feels the need to give me more information about whatever they're talking about when I've already agreed. If say, hey, can you send this? Can you mail this package for me? Yes. To me, conversation is done. I don't need you to go, oh yeah, I need to send today because my aunt needs this. Shut up. That's the only time I'll ever say that. And I say it in my head. I don't like saying that to people. But like, dude, once the information I need is given to me, please stop talking to me. Because the only thing that happens is I start to not want to do what you ask me to do. And I will blow up through group text and never tell you about it.
I'm not sure if we all share that.
Yeah.
I think it bothers you a lot more than it does. To me, I think it's just funny because it's like, hey, you already got me to buy your product. You know what I'm saying? So you don't have to like sell me on it and tell me about all the cool things that it's going to do. Like you already got me. You got my money, you know? So I don't know. I just think it's funny. You get like really annoyed and I think it's funny when you get annoyed at that. Cause I'm sitting there like looking at you and just watching you. And that's comical to me.
I'm trying to think of something. There's got to be one that's not people. We don't bury anyone.
Yeah.
that'll be the last podcast where we all decide to retire or quit. Yeah. It's the burying podcast.
The burial.
This is the podcast we wanted to have all these years.
Finally.
Got a lot of problems with you people.
Yeah. It's a two-parter.
We bring all it. It's a two-parter. They're both 4 hours long. We have on all our previous guests to bury someone too.
Oh, God.
I don't know one God. that we all share.
I'm trying to think of something too. This is a struggle. Maybe we'll come back on this one.
Yeah.
That's a great way to end.
Matter of fact, okay, so then we'll do this. We'll do this for the people who are listening to this who have stuck with this episode till the end. What's your biggest pet peeve? Let's change it to say what our biggest pet peeve is, because we can't figure out one to agree on. So that's probably mine.
That's your biggest pet peeve. Wow.
It's so incredible. You saw me yesterday.
Yeah.
I was about to put my head through a brick wall. Quit talking to me. I got stuff to do. Quit talking to me. But I think it does stem from having so much stuff to do.
Yeah.
Like I want to be as efficient as possible. It's not an efficient way to communicate with other humans to me. And I cannot stand it.
Yeah. So what? I will kind of piggyback off that and say wasting time. I cannot stand wasting time because I feel like these days I have so little of it, especially with like, you know, with family. I can't really think of a good example right now, but like if there's something that I have invested some time in and it ends up being a waste, I get mad because I could have spent that time, quality time with my family or literally doing anything else, you know, because I feel like time is just like it moves faster and faster the older you get, you know, so just like... Very, very generic in general, but like just wasting time in general. When it really grinds my gears. You know what I'm saying? It really grinds my gears.
That's a good one. I think I'm going to go with any kind of sleep disturbance. I'm not a very good sleeper. I can sleep well, but I need a certain group of settings. I need to have the room be dark. I need the room to be cold. I can't be, one of the reasons I'm single is some people have the Jimmy legs, the Seinfeld reference, the Jimmy legs. If you're in a bed next to someone and they're moving their feet around, any part of their body, they're sliding the covers around, I can't sleep that way. So I can't deal with that. Thank God I live alone and live in a house. But when I used to live in apartments and people were up stomping and clomping their feet or they were doing whatever they were doing with their spouse or their random or whatever it was, just making noise. That irked me to no end. I actually, I don't know if you saw this, but there's a really funny video. It's like a short clip, but it was essentially, the caption was, my boyfriend and his roommate, their upstairs neighbor was making a ton of noise. So this man took this woman and put her upside down and had her stomp on the ceiling.
Wow.
She was walking on the ceiling. That got me good because I wanted to do that many times living in an apartment. But yes, any kind of disturbance, especially when I'm trying to sleep, is because I don't do well with those sleep regularly. So yes, feel free. I want more of that though. People who are annoyed by their upstairs neighbor to be walking in the
street. Oh, yeah.
One of those videos in my life.
All I'm imagining is him like putting her in a stalling suplex.
Yeah.
And her just walking.
Essentially.
Just stomping.
Yeah.
The harder she stomps, the harder she is to hold up there. Right. He has to be a great base so that she can get enough force to actually stomp to where they hear it.
It was very smooth. Like they had a smooth operation. They had technique.
And then what do those neighbors think that are upstairs? Like, oh my God, what are they doing down there? They're stomping on the ground and so loud that we hear it.
Exactly.
I mean, the last thing they thought. You only knew.
I hope that they took a picture of them doing that. And after like 3 weeks of doing it, they just slide the picture under their door and be like, please stop stomping. We fight back. Oh, man. But that's our time for today. Thank you guys for listening to this mailbag episode. We know it's a lot of nonsense. So we appreciate you taking the time to listen. Make sure that when you talk about this on socials, when you're giving us your answers on what your biggest pet peeve is, because I want to know these things. I like knowing people's pet peeves. Use hashtag New Day Pod to send those to us and to stay in the conversation to talk about whatever you think was interesting with your amigos and amigas on the internet. Make sure you're following us on the Twitters and the Instagram. Mine, both are at Austin Creed Wins.
I'm at True Kofi on the Twitter. I'm at the True Kofi on the Instagram.
Are you falling asleep on us?
Yeah. Just being clear. You know, I got caught off because you changed your name. So I was waiting for you to like go through like your, you know, your list of names. And then I was like, it's me.
No, I consolidated. What's my name?
What?
Recently.
Yeah, you did. You did.
And I am at WWE Big E on Twitter and on Instagram. You can find the New Day Charity Tee on Twitter. It's my pinned tweet, or it's also in my Instagram bio. Also watch Laser Wolf season 2 coming very soon to Adult Swim, I believe in December. Laser Wolf season 1 is on HBO Max right now. You can watch that immediately, ASAP. By the way, we're not closing it at all. But you and Faye Jackson evidently made a video.
Creep Squad. So her and Sugar Dunkerton, is the wholesome squad. And so they were going back and forth about her being a creep and him being wholesome. And so she said, you know what? This is my Creep Squad roster. And I saw that I was a part of it. I said, oh my God, thank you so much. I feel so honored. Yes. And so I hit her up and I was like, oh, we're getting like Toon Squad jerseys that say Creep Squad on them. She goes, give me a second. And then she cooked him up. She sent him out to the Creep Squad people. And she happened to be in Florida when I was this past week. She said, oh, where do you want to make this drop off? I said, let's meet at a Popeyes. We met there. I got my Creep Squad jersey. It's clean. It says King Creed on the back. Hers on the back says Head Vixen. I've been given the title of Director of Intelligence. I'm very pleased with my Creep Squad status. Hashtag Creep Squad. Love y'all out there in the streets. Stay creeping.
I might need to start creeping because that jersey is tight.
Now that's because I got a little bit bigger. That's why.
Oh,
you know,
he's thick.
I'm putting the pounds on.
Uh-oh.
In a good way. And also, if you want to get some sweet clothes for yourself in the gaming variety, go to UUDDshop.com because we got all the goodies for you. Everything you could ever want. And check out the YouTube channel Up, Up, Down, Down for all your gaming needs. And then we'll add another one back on there in 2-3 months, depending on how everything goes. Make sure that if you're checking us out on Apple Podcasts, you give us that 5-star review.
How many stars?
Five of them. Five big ones.
That's enough.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 big stars. And you know what? 5 stars for E alone. For E himself. Just 5, 5 all around. Man, what a guy. What a guy.
Really,
no evens, no multiples of 3 in the house. 5s only.
You're really killing my fun. You just harshing my buzz, man.
These are things that happen. If your friends aren't listening to this, you've got to tell them to listen to it. And tell them they can search wherever they listen to their podcast. Just type in The New Day and click the pink picture with the 3 black guys' faces on it. That's us. Helps your boys out a good bit. Even if you don't listen to it, just download it. Go ahead. Do that. Tell your friends to do it. It helps us out. When we get help, you get help. So thank you so much for listening. We appreciate y'all. Goodbye.
Bye. Go. Bye. Leave.
Yeah.
We're done.
Gone. Get.
It's over, man.
Kick rocks.
It's done, bruh.
Get out the club.
Get your ass out.
We got nothing left for you.
Oh, we have to tell you this, E, and then this will end it. So yesterday when Kofi was throwing Miz to me, I was going to pop him out of the ring, and Kofi goes, get your ass out the club.
And was immediately echoed, get your ass out the club.
And so whenever we throw people out of the ring, we're going to start screaming that, and we're going to start screaming, Jazzy Jeff'em.
Jazzy Jeff's ass.
I like that. Wow.
So there you go. There's a little exclusive for the podcast. You can learn the New Day lingo.
Yeah. Thanks for letting me in on your inside jokes and stuff. I appreciate that.
Well, of course, because you got to do it on Fridays.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing on Fridays.
It's fine. You're serious now, so you can use it sparingly.
Yeah, right.
Go and get now. Get. Why are you still here?